guys, welcome to episode 5 of the Odds Against Us podcast with the Joe Madden and Lady D. Thank you so much for joining us. We are sponsored by Capra's TV. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Capra's TV. Make sure you follow us on the Joe Madden and Lady D show on Facebook and Instagram, and you can follow myself at the Joe Madden on all social media platforms. Now I'm going to hand it over to my partner in crime, the one and only Lady D.
Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome to listening to this episode today. You can reach me on Instagram, Betting in Heels 1, on Twitter, Betting in Heels, and you can find me and Joe on Twitter as Joe Madden L. And today we have a special guest, and we're going to have two men sports group on today, which we call him Tony. So it's going to be not a crazy podcast, it's going to be an enlightenment podcast.
It definitely is. It definitely is. We're going to ask him some hard questions too, right, Lady D?
Yes. It's going to be about sports relating, what's going on right now, and a lot. We're going to talk about, I'm excited because I have so much to talk about as well with him being in this whole industry as well as being everything, you know.
Yeah, you guys stay tuned. Stay tuned, guys. We're going to talk diversity. We're going to talk sports handicapping. We're also going to talk about what we all think of the Washington Redskins' name, if we believe that the name should be changed. So stay tuned. It's coming up next.
Yay! Hey, everyone. Welcome to Odds Against Us with me, Lady D, and my girl, Joe Madden. We have a special guest today, Tony, and he is True Men Sports Group. Welcome, Tony, to our show, to our podcast. What is going on? What's up?
What's up, ladies? I'm glad to be here. As you can see, I'm in the car right now, and nothing was going to stop me from being on the show. We had a mishap last week, but I was like, no matter what it takes, I'm going to join this week, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, Thank you.
I'm excited because I've been on you for a while. So.
Right. I've been watching for a while. I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie. Congratulations to both of you guys. I really like what you got going on.
Thank you.
Let's go.
So, Tony, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm a real deal handicapper. So you can go on like the big sites. I'm on covers now. Finally, it took me a while. But mostly on picksandparlays.net. That's my main site. That's who got me started. And I never left Instagram. I'm still on Instagram at Truman Sports Group. I've been on Instagram for about 6 years. The same handle. I don't got to change my name and change my page. I'm not blocking people. You can find me there. We do a nice podcast. I mean, of course, we're off right now because of the pandemic. Everyone is off. I'm not picking up any KBO or strain soccer or table tennis. So until the real sports come back, we're off. But as soon as the real sports come back on, you can find us over on the Apple. You can find us at the Spotify. Anywhere you can pick up a podcast, you can find me.
Well, I can't wait till your podcast is start, Tony.
Man, I can't wait either. It's been 4 long months. I can't wait till live sports get going again.
I know, I agree. I'm like going crazy. I'm like, yeah, we finally have sports coming back. Yeah,
baseball. Seriously. And then, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody. Like, I'm glad everyone's doing what they're doing. But it's just like, I just came from Red Lobster right now. If they ran out of seafood and they just was like, well, now we're a burger restaurant, I wouldn't trust them. You know what I mean?
That's actually the perfect analogy to use.
Right. All the sports. Now, all of a sudden, hey, I'm a KBO expert. Buy my package. Buy my race car. Buy my horses. Like, I mean, these guys aren't capping for real. And they're going to end up putting a lot of people in the hole.
Right. And I agree with that as well, because I only cap what I know that I can cap. And that's right. What, like, baseball, football, right. Basketball. That's what I know. I'm not going to go and travel into other things, and I say that every time. So
all of these sports have been around for years and years and years. They didn't just come around. So if these guys were really capping them, it would have been in their packages for years. It would have been in their repertoire for years. The fact that they just all of a sudden you know, the four majors shut down. So, hey, by the way, like, that's really suspect. So, I mean,
they need the money, though, because sometimes these people need to sell to live. And so that's what they need to do. I guess that's what they need to do.
and that's so true. That's so true, Lady D. It's a very good point, because if it was my only industry, I would have to learn those sports, and it wouldn't be pretty, you guys. KBO is not anything I want to learn. Table tennis, there's no way. I couldn't even play table tennis, let alone try to learn it. So
I can't. I don't have the patience to learn that at all. No patience.
You guys are being honest. Those other cappers aren't. They don't have the time to learn it. They don't have the patience. If one of their clients, a couple guys off the roster, give me the manager, give me some stats, they probably have to block them. These guys are picking heavy favorites here and there and upset. It's like a joke. And so we're not joking around. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And so now, you know, big sports are about to start back, and we're ready to rock.
I agree. I'm ready. I am so ready. You ready, Joe?
I am so ready. Tony, which sport are you most looking forward to having back?
The NBA. I mean, for personal reasons and for betting reasons. Personally, I'm a huge Laker fan, and so we were number one.
Love that.
Once in the championship, I don't want no asterisk by it, none of that stuff. We were number one then, and we're going to finish number one. And plus, I mean, these guys are roaring to play. We're going to see some great NBA action. And this is just a free tip. I think the overs are going to fly.
Oh, I agree. It's going to – oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. I love basketball as well. But I'm like medium to doing what. When I bet, it's my – I'm like 50% in basketball. I do better in baseball, though. Baseball and hockey. And I'm trying to get better at basketball. Hopefully I do better this year in basketball.
It's gonna be a test for everyone because of the shortened season, everyone playing quarantine rules and no home field advantage for anyone. It's gonna be a test for everyone, but you know, handicapping is math, it's not magic. So once the games get to playing and all the paperwork gets to being done, then we'll see who's who.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't wait for football. It's going to be a great season. Hopefully we get some college football going too. So
College football. I love
Fingers crossed. I love bowl season. I can't wait for that. That's my favorite time of the year. So let's go.
Let's get it.
But for sure. So how did you get into this industry?
Well, it's funny. My Uncle Larry, and this is years ago when I was a small child, he always used to watch the games like way more intensely than everyone at our house. And so I asked what was going on. And then even when, like, we're Laker fans, the Lakers would lose sometime and he'd be like, yes, I got him. And I'm like, what is he talking about? You know what I mean? So he would tell me about the point spread and things of that nature. And ever since I was a little kid, I was always interested in gambling. And then I didn't know it was a real thing because, you know, we were from California. They were betting at bookie joints and things of that nature. Fast forward some years later, I moved to Vegas and, you know, betting's legal. I took a niche to it. I'm betting. And the guys at the sports book, they always saw me winning. So they'd ask me for my plays and, you know, they tipped me a few dollars here and there and things of that nature. I've never even heard of the word handicap. And then this one guy just was like, bro, I'm a small player, $20, $30 bets. He's betting so much. He's like, man, if you give me your pay, I'll pay you, dude. He's like, you're better than the handicapper I'm using. He explained to me what that was and all that. And here we are in 2020. I've been professionally capping for about 8 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
That's awesome. Hey, everyone. You know that football is around the corner and everybody's ready to get that football, fantasy football going on. Where you should check outward. All the podcasts happening for all information on fantasy football, Joe.
Well, you know what? You have to check out our good friend Randall's podcast. He is packed with so much information. He's had some great guests on so far. And you know what? We are part of his fantasy league coming up this fall. So please go over to our friend's podcast. It's Randall_HomerShots Podcast. And he's going to fill you with so much information. You are going to come out and you're going to be in the top group in your fantasy team if you listen to the information he's giving.
Let's go!
What do you think has been your biggest challenge in this industry?
To be honest, color. And I hate to say that now because of everything that's going on in the world, like everyone's playing the race card. But I mean, if we look at the facts, you can go to all the major sites. And when I say the major sites, I mean the sites that are selling to the masses, the millions, and we're doing $1 million revenues and plays and stuff like that. There's no African American handicappers. There's none on, you know what I mean, picks and parlays. There's none on pick dogs. There's none on SBR form. So I used to see all of these guys all over the place. And I used to take my record where when I was on picks and parlays, I'm like, wow, I'm blowing them out the water. So I send a nice email over saying how I can pick these sports, how I've been capping, doing this, yada, yada, yada. And they simply reject me. No reason, no rhyme, no nothing, just no. Craig Trapp and Mitch Wilson were the only guys to give me a chance at picks and parlays.
Wow.
But I've seen a couple guys on sports betting form. I think that's SBR, right? They had Hakeem, who's now at Rager Talk.
That's the thing right there. When you're looking for African-American handicappers, that's usually the answer. Wait, I remember it was that one guy, wasn't he? And he was on that one, was it like, you know what I mean? Where you can find other ones on every page you turn to and things of that nature. So I like really the only one that was making some noise. And I found that very interesting because betting in the African-American community is huge.
Right. You know, that's what I thought too. I'm like, why don't I see more minorities betting when y'all love football, baseball, basketball, everything? And there's only like five guys that I know of, African Americans, who actually sell their picks. I know like some, but they're like from Facebook. They don't create a website. They don't go on to like covers or pick where your website is at. They just go, they build themselves a little repertoire, and they just do everything by groups, you know, like Facebook groups. And you know, I got scared by one in the beginning. Don't get me wrong. And I hate this guy. And I always tell the truth about him. And I'd be seeing him on the low on Twitter, and I'd be wanting to say something, but I had to bury it way underneath the grave now because it's been so long. But I took that naiveness, and I like, you know what? I'm gonna learn from that. ever since that. I don't trust nobody no more.
So can I ask you guys a question? Okay, so Lady D, you and I have talked about this a lot, how there is a lot of female handicappers out there, and I say that in quotations, you guys can't see or hear that, that are faces for men. Do you guys also think the networks have faces just like people they want on there? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think there's actually a lot of these cappers that we're seeing on television, not just female, that aren't calling their own bets?
Yeah, I was just about to say the industry is just as bad for you guys. You can pretty much name on one hand. It's you guys, then you got the Queen of Odds, and then you got Kelly in Vegas. I mean, I'm sure there's more, but like we're just talking about for the masses that people have actually heard of. So the females in the industry is even more rare than an African-American male, because it's just like an old boys club. You know what I mean? You guys could be rated number one. I could be rated number one across the board, but then still buy from the number three white guy. You know what I mean? The number five white guy or whatever. And it's just the way it is. But I mean, a true gambler doesn't see color. All they see is money. And that's why
they see green. That's the only color they see. It's very, very true.
We make a lot of money. And then when I say pro capper, it's not downplaying anyone, but I mean, anyone can go on Twitter right now and make a page and be like, I was 100-0 in soccer.
Right.
I was 7-0 in football. I'm 197-0. I'm the greatest capper in the world. You know what I mean? All these guys with Twitter and Instagram pages, I mean, you're a capper. Great. Congratulations. But where are you rated at? Who pays you? You know what I mean? Like calling
your legitimacy of your records, you know, Like, exactly. All these people don't have the records to show.
Exactly.
They say they have the records to show, but when you try to get at them, like, where's your records?
Please. And then there's a difference between a handicapper and a gambler. Like, these guys love, oh, I bet my own plays. I bet my, that's like a drug dealer saying, I smoke my own drugs. I smoke my own stuff. Trust me. Like, do you gamble? Sell plays. Are you selling us your bad bets to make up the money, or have you capped the game? Have you done the math? And have you put the statistical edge on it, and now are you selling it to your players? That's what a handicapper does. Bragging about winning your own bet in an obscure sport is almost retarded.
Oh my God, I hate that though. I just like hate the facts. Like, you know, they always got to brag. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop bragging and be humble.
I was 57-0 in KBO. Every play was minus 479. I couldn't name one player on the roster, but sign up now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really sad to see these cappers giving out these major favorites. And they lose one, it doesn't even matter if they win the rest, right? When you're putting that much down to win $100, it's ridiculous. Like, the minus 600s to win $100 is crazy.
It's and that's crazy. Their play. You know, you can have a whale play maybe once a year, maybe not even have one. These guys have their whale plays once a month, play of the year once a week and all that. And it's almost comical, but the thing that's not funny is people are really buying the plays. And then when people get screwed, they really come to me and say, well, do you have a whale play or do you have a system play? And then I'll be like, you know, I'm a real handicapper. And then I have to explain all that stuff.
Right.
Also, and this is, like I said, I'm not talking to anyone directly. If someone takes it a certain way, that's whatever. But it's a guy who keeps saying he's the cap-off winner, right? He's the cap-off championship. I remember the original cap-off was me versus Pete Dove, and I destroyed him. You know what I mean? He went 2-8. He only had 2 wins. I destroyed him. And then they had another cap-off, and then somebody else destroyed him. And now this guy thinks he's the king of capping. I'm like, did I get skipped or did mine not count or what?
I don't know, because I remember seeing that too, because I was all in it, watching the whole what's going to take down and everything.
Mouth off, he was this. P-Dub is the first guy that I even challenged in years, because, you know, everyone wants to come for the top. So I'm like, yeah. But something has struck a nerve about this. So I finally face him. He goes 2-8. Then he just gets into another cap off with another dude, loses, and that dude's like, I'm the cap champion and all this. I'm like, what happened to me?
Well, maybe you need to call him out. Maybe the next cap off, you need to take him on.
I'm just checking him out. He's been doing okay. I'm going to let him do a little bit better because, like I said, when I get in it, it's not a fair fight. Everyone expects me to win. I'm usually going to win. And if I win, it's just like, well, he's a pro capper. He's supposed to win. If anyone beats me or gets close, then they're like, wow, aha, voila. So I want to let this dude do a little more better because, you know, he's new. And all the wins are new. Let's see if he can sustain it a little bit, and then I'll take him out. No problem.
Sounds good. So how many hours a day do you spend handicapping?
Jesus Christ. When all the sports are going and, like, the majors are up and we're really capping and we're really making money, no less than 10.
Exactly. And how many games are you watching?
I watch everything, but we don't play any more than 3. Like, I'll cap 4,000 games out. I'll watch everything. I'll keep my eyes on the Big 10, the Big 12, the whatever. But yeah, we're just going for the best plays on the board. So we're not going to sit up. It's not a big numbers game. These guys be happy to go 7 out of 12 and 8 out of 9. A real player betting real money, we're not going to bet on 9 or 10 games. We're going to bet on 1 to 3 at the max.
Exactly. No, I love that. I love that you actually watch the sports too. I don't understand the handicappers that wake up at 2 in the afternoon, missed all the morning games, and are like, oh, yeah, we won. I wasn't watching. I was sleeping. I don't understand how you can handicap and not watch sports. So
you can't. It's the thing. That's what I'm saying. They're just using the title, but they're not really handicappers. I think they're just using the title to collect money, and they're going to expose themselves before I have to. But the thing is, to the average client or to the new guy, they can't really tell the difference, and they're just giving us a bad name. They're like bad cops, you know?
I want to know your thoughts about the name changing of the Washington Redskins. why is this happening now? I know they've been fighting this for over years and years and years, but now to actually want to do something about it. What's your thought on that, Tony?
I think it's like decades too late, you know what I mean? And that's not to hold anybody accountable for being wrong. Back when they named the team, you know, millions of years ago or whatever, it was a different time, you know what I mean? It was a different era. It was just a different way people thought, Cowboys, Indians, Redskins, whatever. But now, knowing the racial undertone of it and the people are actually telling you, back then they just were naming the team. Now you have the Indian groups, the rights groups and stuff telling them what it means and telling them how horrible it is. They should have been changed. And the owner to fight to not want to change it and keep it, that's kind of weird.
I don't know. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, so I've done quite a bit of research into this because I wanted to hear, like, when the name was originally given. So when the name was originally given, it was to honor one of the coaches that was a Native Indian, as well as a couple of the players. So there was that, but the original owner, Marshall, he was a racist against African Americans. He did not want any black players on his team. They didn't have anyone. He was the owner. So there is a lot of controversy with this name, but when it was originally given, it wasn't. And I don't know about you guys, but have you ever heard the term Redskin used against anyone? Like, have you heard it used as a racial, if I can say it, racial slur? It's a really hard thing to say for me.
Here in Redskin!
Actually, no. Like, some people think I am. I do have Native American in me.
People don't walk around standing no more, but in Hollywood and in the old 70s and the old cowboy movies, that was definitely, like, it was the N-word for Indians.
It was. Okay, see, I don't know that, Tony, because I don't watch Western movies. Like, I don't watch movies, so I've never heard it used before.
Right. I mean, you know, have a proper word and they just those Redskins. So it's the equivalent now, like if like we had a team in Seattle with a predominantly Asian and they were like the Seattle Yellowskins or you know the Vegas Blackskins, like it's not cool. And the thing about it is if you don't know and if you're on the fence about it, talk to somebody who does. And I think like you said, they've been pushing for this for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like
there's
people who are involved in it are telling them it's not cool. So just change it. Just a name change.
Well, I
don't know. I just don't think it should be changed. I think everybody is taking it out of content. I know there's a lot of well people out there. I don't want to say this to like feel like people to like go and say everybody feel but hurt or whatever. But I just feel like, to me, in my opinion, I'm like, you know what? They've been fighting for this for years. Why now? Now that we're in this situation right now, now because y'all want to change this name, they're going to change the Cleveland Indians, they're going to change the Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks. Are they going to go fucking change the Kansas City Chiefs too? And what else are they going to change that is a name that doesn't is found suitable to people not feeling like they find it offensive. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just like, outside the box.
But the thing is, when you say why now, then that leads to the other question, when? Like, you saying why now, understand why you say that because of the movement that's going on and all that now, all of a sudden, and they've been pushing for it for years, but when would be a good time? Like, if they don't do it now because they don't want to do it now because they seem like they're you know, jumping on the bandwagon, then when next year, 10 years, 15 years, like, there's never a bad time to end racism.
The Redskins' new name is going to be the Washington Foreskins.
I was just about to say, they suck anyway. It doesn't even matter.
Okay, you know what, you guys? Oh, Lady D, please don't do that. That'd be awful. I think Dan Snyder will have to change it quick. Nike refuses to make or sell their clothing without without a name change. So this will happen quick, you guys. We are going to have this one changed. And I do think it will be a trickle effect. I think we'll see a lot of the other teams changing their names. I think it's probably something that needs to be done, because if people are getting this offended by it, then obviously it's a problem, right?
I'm going to be offended if they change the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm going to be offended in that. They better not change that damn name.
Okay, but it's Black Hawk, isn't? Oh, I guess that is a Indian tribe, isn't it?
Chicago Blackhawks alone, because I'm gonna be really pissed off if they change the Blackhawks. Because I don't know, that's just my team. So
okay, but now I'm gonna ask you guys something, because I had kind of a Facebook face-off yesterday. There is a group of Karens going at it that it is a racial slur. The name Karen to me is not a racial slur. I have called many of my friends it when they're acting like Karens. I don't think it's just for white women. I think it's also for any woman that's having a tantrum, like a four-year-old, over her latte not being hot enough. What are your guys' thoughts on the term Karen?
I don't even think it's racist. I just think it's stupid. Everybody would think it's racist now. So, like, whatever.
Tony?
I think it's hella funny. I mean, everything is racist now when you talk to people. But like you said, it can apply to anybody who's acting like a baby. It doesn't necessarily have to be white women.
Yeah.
Right. Is there a male equivalent of a Karen?
It's a Brad or a Chad. A Brad or a Chad.
Brad or Chad?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be neither. That's the thing. Racism isn't cute or funny.
No.
I just think it's just ridiculous. I was like, because they called it a name, just a name that can be used for just like, you know, whatever. Somebody is acting like a freaking B-word. You know, if you're acting like a bitch and you're the type who's gonna call the freaking, wanna call the manager, yeah. Of course you're gonna best acting like a bitch.
Let's go.
I'm glad you guys are on the same side as me in regards to the Karen. Lady D, I don't know, the Redskins is a hard issue, and I'm glad that you are taking a stance on this. I'm confused at which side to really go with this one. I think if at the end of the day it's really upsetting people that much, then change it. Right? But it will. It starts a slippery slope, because we have the KC Chiefs, and we have, like, there's so many teams. The Edmonton Eskimos is a CFL team up here in Canada. They've gone back and forth because the Inuit people, they don't like the term Eskimos, I guess. I don't know.
Right, that's crazy. I don't know. Just please don't touch the Chicago Blackhawks. Because they've been trying to fight that as well, to change the Blackhawks name. They've been fighting for that too.
Yeah.
But I was like, please don't, because I love my Chicago Blackhawks.
I know, but you know what I think?
I don't find that offensive at all.
I don't know. But I think we're getting to the point where the Washington Redskins' hands are tied. Dan Snyder's hands are definitely tied between Nike refusing to make their clothing and then the FedEx. Okay, so did you also know the owner of FedEx is a 10% owner of the Washington Redskins?
No, I didn't know that, but I remember seeing that they were taking out the Redskins out of the website. But then there was some, like, eBay and stuff. They still were selling jerseys that said Redskins to it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll find out what's going to happen.
We definitely will. Situation. Yeah. And, again, Lady D, I think it's going to be quick. I think this is going to be a fast decision they have to make, just with the sponsorship doing this to them. They've tied their hands. Now it has to be made. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. If you had to bet the first team after the Redskins to change their names, who would it be?
Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, I could see
the next team to change their names too.
Okay.
Because they're fighting about that too.
Okay.
And then there's another couple of teams too. I think it's going to be the Cleveland Indians are going to be next. Yeah. After Redskins changed their names.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here, Tony, again, we want to say a huge thank you for coming on the show. Lady D, any last thoughts?
No, I think I got all my thoughts for today, and I don't want to, like, hold my biased opinion, because, you know, I'm very open, and it's just crazy in the timeline right now, and that this is all happening. And I don't know, it's just like we got to see how everything goes now. So yeah. Let's see what happens now that we're going to have to see all the games. It's going to be very short, and it's just going to be very weird because not too many teams are going to be traveling out to each state now. They're going to just have their hubs and, you know, play teams within their area. Like, yeah. The Cubs are going to play against the Milwaukee Brewers, and then the Dodgers is going to play against, you know, it's going to just be all states that are connected to each other. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting how everything takes place with the changing of name to sports finally starting. So I can't wait till, like, this really finally happens so we can get our shows back up.
Definitely. We're going to have so much fun once sports comes back, Lady D. You and I are going to have to do live shows 100% all the way. I can't wait. You guys are in for a big treat. Lady D and I have so many things planned.
Yes, we do. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
I just want to thank everyone for listening to episode 5 of Odd Against Us with myself, Lady D, and Joe Madden. You can catch us on Twitter, Joe Madden L, and on Instagram, the Joe Madden and Lady D Show. And you can also catch me on Betting in Heels 1 on Instagram, Betting in Heels on Twitter. And be sure to go check out my bookie that I place all my bets in, that I find so easy to deposit money in, withdraw money out, dealersportsbook.com. Use promo Lady D. I love this book. It's easy and it's everywhere in the United States. So if you're in the United States and you need that easy book, go check it out, y'all. It's awesome. So let's go, Miss Joe Madden. Let's go.
Well, Lady D, again, I just want to say a huge thank you for tonight. I want to say thank you also to Tony from Truman Sports Group. What an honor it was to speak to him. If you're up in Canada and you're looking to bet, please check out the book that I'm an affiliate for, VIP Bets. We have some of the best friends in Canada. And then you guys get to talk to me when you have an issue and you don't know how to do something. And who doesn't want to call me on a Monday night and say, Joe, I need your help? I don't know. It's a lot of fun, you guys. Great lines. So it's VIP Bets, promo code Bet with Joe. And again, check out Cappers TV. They are who makes all of this possible. Have a great night, Lady D, and thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Let's go.